NATO at 60. This summit is to showcase an alliance still going strong. There'll be a good deal of symbolism. NATO leaders meeting on both sides of the Rhine River, walking across the bridge from Germany into France. Part of this summit will be a celebration, says NATO spokesman James Apatjarai.
It is 60 years of success for NATO, but we want to look forward as well. It will be part of President Obama's first tour to Europe, meeting his NATO colleagues for the first time. That alone is something we want to celebrate. It's taking place at the heart of Europe, and we think that's an important symbolic moment as well.
The summit will also see France rejoining the alliance's integrated command after a more than 40-year hiatus. And there'll be discussions on current and future missions for NATO, including Afghanistan. U.S. President Barack Obama has already outlined Washington's new strategy to deal strategically with Afghanistan and Pakistan together, to focus on both military and civilian development efforts, and to step up diplomacy by bringing in neighboring countries as part of the solution. That approach has already found favor here, with German Chancellor Angela Merkel noting that Washington's new approach is very much in line with what Germany has been advocating. Friday was a day of bilateral meetings. President Obama held talks with French President Nicolas Sarkozy and with Chancellor Merkel. He also held a town meeting-style gathering with young people, talking about change, hope, and a new day for U.S.-Europe relations. Security is tight, with massive police deployment in and around the city. Clashes between anti-war, anti-NATO, and anarchist protesters have already taken place, and major demonstrations are expected on Saturday. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Strasbourg.